The floodwaters in northern Namibia and southwestern Zambia began slowly to recede 3 days ago, but it is likely to take 2 or 3 weeks until communities once again become accessible. Simon Nongo, the United Nations resident coordinator based in Windhoek, tells VOA until then, people cannot access basic services.
But most of the socio-economic infrastructure, hospitals, schools, still remain inaccessible, and the people who have been affected remain roughly the same.
The communities of the regions were preparing for the annual harvest of pearl millet and corn within weeks. Nongo says the outlook is bleak and that about 30% of the affected communities were already experiencing food shortages. He says the impact could be felt for as long as 12 months.
For the medium to long term, there will be a need for recovery, meaning those who are expecting to harvest their crops for their food will need to continue being fed by the humanitarian agencies. And then also their fields will need to be rehabilitated if they've been flooded. So it might affect their livelihoods even for the next season.
Communities in the central regions of northern Namibia will have access, as they do each year, to fish that comes down from Angola during the annual flood. This fish is dried and kept for use throughout the year. However, Nongo says communities in the Caprivi, who rely on fishing in the Zambezi and Okavango throughout the year, will be less fortunate.
But when it is flooded like this, then fishing becomes almost not possible. So they are definitely going to be affected in terms of not having their normal sources of livelihoods.
Already, the Namibian government is preparing assessments of the needs of the communities. Nongo says this will be presented to donors.
There are going to be meetings with the donor partners, and maybe from that we are going to get an idea of how much will be needed in the short term as well as in the long term.
Across the Zambezi in Zambia, national disaster management officials say the flooding has reached its peak, but they only expect to have full impact assessment reports in about a week. Dila Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.